Can you give me some more tips about how I might build some great ideas and choose between them as I'm going around my daily work, probably in a job or some other activity that isn't yet the business that I'm going to launch?
Ideation really is a mindset. And once you commit to that mindset of looking for new opportunities, it really changes the way you look at just about everything out there. I think ideation, it's the idea that I'm looking at things slightly differently than everybody else. I'm looking at things not like a consumer would, but I'm looking at things like an entrepreneur would. And it changes the way you look at something as simple as the daily news. Can you look at the daily news and see macro trends in the country and internationally that help identify hotspots for entrepreneurial activity? And great examples are things like energy, alternative fuels. You look at venture capital and private equity, and there's a tremendous herd mentality where you see everybody chasing after the same sector at the same time. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, in many ways, it's a good thing for an aspiring entrepreneur because you know where the hot buttons are. And if you've got some passion around something like alternative energy, it's a nice congruence between what you're looking to do and where there's available capital from an investor standpoint. But read the newspaper, read trade magazines, think about those macro trends, whether it's energy, whether it's education. They're any one of a number of different things that are happening in this country and around the world that you see there's a tremendous macro need for. Can you create a solution to meet that need? Go to industry trade shows. It's a great opportunity to look at what's currently out there today, what's cutting edge, as well as to see some developing products and services. Talk to people at the trade shows. What you'll always get a sense of is that buzz. Here's what's coming next. Here's what's hot. Here's where not only investor dollars are flowing, but oftentimes you'll see real talent flows that mirror where investment dollars go. So here's where the best and brightest people are going. It's something that you should be taking a look at. You know, opportunities exist everywhere. You can look at, certainly there are things like franchising shows, trade shows, industry-specific shows, magazines, catalogs. But in many ways, what I think about it is bring it down to a very personal level and brainstorm. Think about your own life. Think about your own unmet needs. Think about what you'd like to see that isn't out there today. Brainstorm that, and I think you oftentimes will be able to evolve a very sound business concept.
Of course, inspired by the model that you particularly like, the Netflix story, it's a good idea to look out for just what irritates you.
Absolutely. Many, many unbelievably successful businesses have been born out of frustration. And so we always talk about unmet needs, and that's kind of a nice way to say frustration. It's something that doesn't meet your needs as a consumer on a daily basis. And you always got to ask your question, why not? And I think a lot of times people fall into the trap of thinking, well, geez, if I'm being frustrated by this, I'm sure somebody's thought about this and tried to do something and it probably hasn't worked. Throw that out the window. That's kind of negative thinking, which you always got to think about. You know, maybe somebody did and maybe it didn't work, but so what? So that was 5 years ago, and now you've got a technology that actually makes that solution much more cost effective or much more efficient. You always got to look at it with a fresh set of eyes. And I'll tell you, there are many ideas that have kind of come down the path and failed, not because it wasn't a great idea, not because it wasn't great timing, not because it wasn't a great team. It just wasn't the right combination of those characteristics that created a fertile environment for the success of that company. It certainly shouldn't stop you from trying it again.